The Bible has very important buts in it. A big but can change everything. And I'm especially excited by the big but God statements. And so here are a few of them. Genesis 8. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days, but God remembered Noah and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. You may recall the story of Joseph, how his brothers sold him into slavery, and he ended up in prison and all kinds of things. And then he finally met his brothers. And he said to them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Deuteronomy, "The Lord did not love you and choose you because you outnumbered other nations. You were the smallest population on earth, but God loved you and wanted to keep the promise he had made to your ancestors, and that is why he saved you by his great might and set you free from slavery in Egypt." From Samuel, "David stayed in the desert strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands." Jonah, "To the roots of the mountains I sank. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit." Matthew, "Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" Acts, "When they had carried out all that was written about Jesus, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead." Romans, "But God demonstrates his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Corinthians, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man, but God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. With the temptation, he will always provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure." There is something incredible about this holy conjunction, "but God." There's almost 50 occurrences throughout Scripture. I just gave you a tiny little sample. And then there are also the other buts, things like "the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life," or "in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world," or "I was blind, but now I see." But is used to introduce a phrase or a clause that is contrasting with what has already been mentioned. It marks a shift in thought, action, or outcome. Biblical buts usually offer something new that contains hope and encouragement. And when we see a "but God," it is almost always after some statement of defeat, when human resources are spent and the circumstances look grim. All hope is lost, but God. But God exercises the power to transform defeat into victory. But God is at the heart of the very gospel. Ephesians 2, 1 to 6 may contain the biggest "but God" of all. Listen as Paul describes the state of mankind, doomed without hope. He says, "Once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the Spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. For He raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms because we were united with Christ Jesus. But God, so rich in mercy and so full of love, gave us life. As Easter people, we live in the but God side of life. And that should excite us and humble us and cause us to praise God. His mercy and love are the power that transforms our deadness into life, the real life, abundant life. God has raised us with Christ, and that is spectacular, for we are raised into eternal life. And none of us comes this way by us. It's not us. We are the recipients, not the participants in the but God transformative power. You see, you or we were unrighteous, but God provided our righteousness. We were in darkness, but God sent His light into the world. We were lost, but God sent our great shepherd to find us. We were slaves, but God came to set the captives free. We were utterly ruined, but God provided our rescue. We were dead, but God came that we might have life in abundance. There are so many beautiful buts in the Bible, and they are designed to free us from this helplessness and hopelessness that apart from Christ, we are plagued with. Now you might say, oh, my life is a mess. It's too big of a mess. But God says, my mercies are new every morning. You may say, life is so hard. But God says, I am your deliverer. You may say, life just doesn't make sense. God says, I am your wisdom. You may say, I'm just tired and weary. But God says, I am your rock and strength. You may say, I just don't have the resources. But God says, I own everything and I promise to provide. You may say, I'm just being tempted beyond belief. But God says, I will make a way of escape. You may say, I have failed. But God says, your failure is not final with the Father, for I am your Redeemer. There is no struggle, no sin, no situation that cannot be changed by a simple but God. Our hope lies in that holy conjunction. When we cry out, when we are crushed, God responds. This God is for you, and you are precious to Him. So He is always ready to offer you an alternative ending that starts but God. We have all received much from God by His own good plan and devices. It is not by our works, not by our striving, not even by our devotion. We have been rescued, redeemed, and restored simply because of but God. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.